Sorry, Councillor Stevenson asked a question. No, or was it Councillor Bray? I forget now. Why the council-owned site at Wheely is shown as a potential allocation. It was Councillor Stevenson, sorry. Certainly the question has been raised before. My recollection was it was actually through a sort of member briefing when it was raised. And the answer then was the same as it will be now, that it's not unusual for sites to be allocated before any organisation or landowner has made a firm and final decision to dispose of a site. Had a landowner said, no, we are definitely not interested in disposing of that site or seeing it come forward for development, it wouldn't be shown because it wouldn't then be deliverable. But if there's a reasonable prospect of a piece of land coming forward, then it's sort of legitimate for it to be at least considered. In the great scheme of things, that's quite a small site, and so in housing numbers terms, it doesn't really matter either way to the strategy of the local plan, whether it is or not. But I don't think there was any decision by the committee not to include it in as a potential allocation at this stage.
Jeff, was on that, was it? I'm keen not to reopen a massive debate, but go on.
Yeah. Really, really quickly, the point I was making was that back at the previous consultation, we had 10,000 effectively in a document, and we were making up the 2,000 for the 12 using either Wheely, Hartley Gardens or either. Now we no longer need 12,000. I'm struggling to understand why Wheely finds itself in there. What happened to the others to make the need still there for Wheely? How did that happen?
Oh, very quickly then.
Yeah, very quickly then. I think a number of the numbers have changed, so housing requirement. We've got more up-to-date figures about how many houses have been built in the last year, and the number will change again, no doubt, before we come back to you again in November time. And we'll then be able to review whether all of the sites within Wheely or any of the sites within Wheely are needed. There'll be another opportunity to review those figures and see whether all of that land is indeed required.
And I'll just very quickly.
So for clarification, at the moment we need circa 10,000 houses, and we may possibly have those without the need for Wheely. That is a possibility, or is it not?
It is a possibility. It depends on all of those variables, including assumptions about how quickly you think sites might come forward, how quickly they might be developed out if and when they do come forward, how many houses might be built in the next year, which appeals that are currently outstanding might be allowed. So if quite a few are allowed, that will obviously bring the number down as well.
Okay, thank you.
You make a good point, Jeff. I believe, and I could easily be proved wrong, because what the hell do I know, that the garden settlements in Colchester / Tendrings border, which, by the way, is in my ward, and is potentially thousands of houses, I actually believe that that could kick in sooner rather than later, and we could see large-scale developments happening there sooner rather than later, and that could take the pressure off our housing numbers, shall we say. But what the hell do I know? In terms of it actually happening, I'm optimistic, but that's all I can be really at the moment, because no one can ever quite say for sure. If I get Lisa to read where we're at in terms of the motion.
Mr. Ford and I have sort of been discussing, as the debate has been going along, some slight tweaks to the recommendation that we feel members have sort of indicated that they're happy with, but I wanted to read that out to you, and then obviously for the mover and seconder to confirm that they're happy before you go to the vote. It would be resolved that this committee approves the content of the Tendrin District Local Plan Preferred Options Consultation document attached as Appendix A to the report of the Head of Planning Services, subject to the amendment agreed at the meeting. That would pick up Councillor Howard's amendments. For the recommendation to full council, and the Cabinet be consulted and invited to endorse the content of the local plan. Further, that it is recommended to council that A, the content of the District Local Plan Preferred Options Consultation document, as set out in appendix to the report of the Head of Planning Services and as amended at the meeting, be approved for public consultation for a period of 8 weeks. B, authority be delegated to the head of planning services in consultation with the chairman of the local plan committee to make minor amendments to the text of the local plan consultation document up to the point of publication for consultation purposes, and such amendments are to be circulated to all members of the council prior to the commencement of the public consultation. And C, authority be delegated to the head of planning services in consultation with the chairman of the local plan committee to agree the content of the sustainability appraisals for the local plan consultation documents for public consultation for a period of 6 weeks, and the content of the sustainability appraisals are to be circulated to all members of the council prior to the commencement of the public consultation.
Okay, are the original movers and seconders?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Chairman, one thing I noticed was that we've changed numbers to letters. And whilst it's only a small point, I mean, I think we try, you know, it's confusing enough anyway, isn't it?
I think what Lisa's amended there is a document that's going forward to the next stage of the process. So she's kind of. Do you see what I mean?
Right. As letters. Right. Okay, it's just that, you know, when we lay it out one, the members of the public go away with everything in numerical order, and then we've changed it into letters. It just makes it, you know, slightly less, you know, transparent, doesn't it?
Jeff,
very quickly, I did ask for the word minor to be changed. That hasn't been done. I'm happy to leave it in there and trust you, and I'm sure you'll be all right.
The problem with removing the word minor is that that allows the head of planning services in consultation with the chairman to make major amendments. No, I know, but you have to. That cuts both ways, doesn't it? Playing with words. Exactly. It'll be any changes at all. It could be. Okay, brilliant. We've just got to see if Carlo and Mark like it. I mean, basically, it's the amendment that Tom moved right at the beginning. It's the bit that Ivan brought up about notifying all members, and the bit Mark said about basically doing the same with the sustainability appraisals. Yeah?
Fine, Chairman.
And the update sheet as well.
Chairman, may I ask that there will be in the minutes, but can we circulate the recommendation as it's been printed before the minutes are sent out?
As soon as possible.
Whilst it's fresh in everybody. Yeah. Anybody's mind. I'll be here for cabinet. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. That is the motion. It's been moved by Councillor Guglielmi and it's been seconded by Councillor Cousins. Can we have a show of hands, please? Okay. And
8, 9, 10. That's 11.
And against?
1, 2, 3. That's 3. Chairman. Councillor Bray, did you want your.
Okay, so that motion is carried. This preferred options consultation document then goes to Cabinet for comment tomorrow and then off to full council on the whatever date in July, I've forgotten already. That is the end of the meeting. Can I thank everyone for their participation and thank the members of the public for bearing with us for a long meeting. Thank you very much.